This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
It seems such a basic and deeply fundamental question that we should definitely know the answer. And the question is, how many cells are in the human body? And yet, surprisingly, it was only in the last few years that we got even close to a reasonable estimate. Let me give you an idea of what I mean by reasonable. Going back over the last two centuries, the estimates for the number of cells in the human body have been in the trillions. How many trillions? Well, anywhere between 5 trillion and 200 million trillion. Now, an estimate that has a range between 200 million down to just 5 is perhaps a little too loose to be of any use. But first, some background to cells. Way back in 1665, about 3.5 centuries ago, the British scientist Robert Hooke peered down an early compound microscope. He sketched the amazing detail he saw in some 60 objects. One object was a very thin slice of cork, the rubbery stuff that is still sometimes used to seal bottles of wine. And he saw thousands of tiny pores that he called cells, from the Latin word cella, which meant a small room, like the ones that the monks lived in. Robert Hooke didn't realize at the time that these empty cells had been previously filled with living tissue. It took nearly two centuries before Theodor Schwann and Matthias Schleiden formulated what we now call cell theory, and that was around 1838. Today, modern cell theory is part of the bedrock of biology, and cell theory includes the following statements. Number one, all living creatures are made of one or more cells, and that covers a range from bacteria to the mighty blue whale, the biggest creature that we know of. Number two, the cell is the fundamental unit of structure and function in all living creatures. Number three, all living cells come from previous cells which grew and then divided. And number four, the overall activity of a creature depends on the total activity of all of the individual cells. Number five, energy. Energy flows into cells and within cells, and it can flow out of cells. Number six, cells contain hereditary or genetic information called DNA, and this DNA is passed from one cell to its daughter cells. And finally, all cells in similar species have the same basic chemical composition. Now, that's all very good, but how many cells are in your body? And so, back in 2013, Dr. Eva Bianconi from the University of Bologna in Italy and colleagues tried to answer this question. They first searched for estimates in the medical and scientific literature. These estimates came from the last two centuries, back to the year 1809. And the estimates were all in the trillions. And remember, a trillion is a million million. While there was an outlier estimate of a colossal 200 million trillion cells in the human body, most of these estimates lay between 70,000 trillion and 5 trillion. That's still a range of 14,000 to 1. So what the team did was go back to basics. Firstly, they defined the average human to be a 30-year-old male, 1.72 metres tall, weighing 70 kilograms, and with a surface area of 1.85 square metres. They then looked at individual organs or cell types in the body and worked out how many cells were present and then just added up the numbers. Of course, it was complicated. For example, for bone, it's fairly easy to start with the total weight of the skeleton, but there are two different types of bone. So they came up with about 700 million cells of trabecular bone tissue, but 1.1 billion cells of cortical bone tissue. They started with adipose or fat tissue and painstakingly worked their way through articular cartilages, the biliary system, blood, bone, and so on, until they eventually ended up at vessels such as veins or arteries. So in the blood vessels, there are about 80,000 kilometres of capillaries with an average diameter of 0.75 millimetre. Blood vessels are lined by endothelial cells that are only about 60 microns, that's a millionth of a metre long, and 20 microns wide. That gives you about 2.5 trillion endothelial cells in the capillaries. And adding up all these numbers together gives a total of, drumroll please, 37 trillion cells. Mind you, with further work, this will almost certainly be adjusted a bit, but hopefully not by a factor of 14,000. I do hope, though, that Dr. Bianconi and her team didn't need to stay in a padded cell after being driven around the twist with all that endless cell counting.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.